Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Win Column Sports Network. Don't forget, you can head to wincolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada.
If you like podcasts, and you are listening to our Backbreaker Media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish.
And myself, Manoyan.
And the Sounds of Struggle. Because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling.
And other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like. Because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
Is when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Malawany doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, but I'll try not to swear. Ah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it, the two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of a cute, supposed to be a circle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no! You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah,
later,
reset.
Later, bitches!
All right, folks, welcome to Quick Calls. It is Mike the Ref, Mike Maloney, with the rest of the night, Brian Hamilton.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And we are here at the Alberta Avenue Hall here with Monster Pro Wrestling January show.
Yeah.
The first show I'm not in charge.
Yeah, and it was actually not a bad show.
It was interesting, I'll give you that.
Very interesting.
Before we get into the card, your overall thoughts on the show, besides just being good?
Overall, it was decent. We had six great matches.
Seven
great.
Well, actually, I'll agree with you on that statement, but I don't agree.
Six, seven matches. Decent crowd tonight. Very well attended show, and it was great action by everybody tonight.
Yeah. So let's get into the matches here. Right off the bat. The Ripper Challenge title. We had two different people challenge for the title with Diablo and Kato both challenged. So therefore it was a triple threat match here. Very interesting match. Different styles with all three. You had two people that are very familiar with each other in Kato and Jude Dawkins. I think this feud's been going on since that 24/7 rule started way back in July. In the end, you had Dawkins pull out his new finisher, a cradle pile driver he likes to call Time to Die. He hit that on Diablo onto Cato for the 1-2-3. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, overall, I thought it was a really great match by all three of these guys.
I thought it was a really great match.
We had Jude the champion, and I mean, he's got two challengers, and well, in the end, he survived. He hit his new finisher and picked up the win, retains the title. Great match for him.
I think so. It was with guys that haven't worked together, such as Diablo with Jude and especially with Jude, you're going to get a little bit of hiccups in here, and we did see a little bit of that, but overall it ended up being a decent match here. After that, we had a number one contendership match for the MPW Tag Team Championships in the Catalyst. The Redeemer Rick Jules and Privileged James Crowder taking on the former champions Danger Zone Mitch Clark and Lumberjack Larry Woods.
Yes.
Now, one point right off the bat here is that the Catalyst are normally accompanied by their manager, sidekick, petroleum distribution expert, Propane.
Yeah.
But as he came out, they ushered him back to the back. They wanted to get rid of him. I'm not sure why they did it, but in the end, Propane actually cost the Catalyst their chance at the MPW tag titles, as Propane came out near the end of the match with a chair and was going to hit Danger Zone with it. Unfortunately for the Catalyst, Mitch reversed it and threw Rick Jules into the waiting chair provided by Propane, and giving the 1-2-3 to the former tag champs, who now get a shot at the titles here in an upcoming show.
Wow.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought it was a decent tag team match. Crowder and Jules, they're a great tag team. But it was weird to see them send their manager back for some strange reason. You know, you'd think you'd want your manager out there to help you win. But no, they sent him back, and in the end, it cost them. And now we've got Mitch Clark and Larry Woods, number one contenders for the tag team titles, going against wrestling royalty.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thanks for spoiling it, Brian.
Wow.
There's a story behind that, but we'll get to that in a bit here.
That's going to be a great match, whenever they got a face, so cannot wait.
Oh, going on from there, now if you guys have checked out Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you have seen the fight the fight with words that Nasty Nate Nixon and Rugged Rich King have had. Everybody in this locker room absolutely detests Nasty Nate, and Rugged Rich King was here to, how do I put this, decimate, destroy, eliminate the elite of MPW, self-proclaimed.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you could tell the venom in this matchup with both these competitors going back and forth, but Nasty just has that level of cockiness on him that can't be matched with anyone. But eventually it did cost him, as he thought he had a victory after working over Rich's arms for the majority of the match, taking advantage of an injury that happened just before Christmas. But in the end, Rich managed to hit his high angle slam, as well as going from a Hurricane Rana tail to whirl style into a crippler crossface for the tap out victory for Rugged Rich King. Your thoughts, Brian?
Oh, I thought this was a really great match by these two, and the feud they've been having on social media is just insane. And well, in the end, no, Rugged Rich King picked up a win, but Nasty Nate did try to cheat there, but unfortunately, the ref caught him, and he did not like that, because, well, he thought he had the win, but no. In the end, no, we had Rich King pick up the win, and a great match by these two. These two, I think this is not over by these two yet, this little bit of feud.
I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch with these two. So
it'd be great.
I'm sure Nate's going to demand getting one. So
yeah.
But from there, this is where, to me, my vitriol, my anger, my absolute pissed offness at this card started to brew in fervor here. And it's not necessarily towards the people involved in the match, but let me just get into it here.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the, well, at this point, it's the women's title match, the Sirens title. We had Sexy Samantha defending against Phoenix with the special referee, Psycho Sawyer.
Yeah.
Psycho Sawyer randomly announced it before the match. All right, fine, you know what? The new management wants to shake things up a little bit. Then Sawyer decides to make it a no DQ match, which, you know what, that gives a distinct advantage to the champion. I'll say it straight up.
Yeah.
Phoenix hasn't dealt with that kind of match before, so I'm not going to talk about the match because I really don't want to at this point.
No.
The ending of this match, we ended up with a, what's the phrase we use, dusty finish?
Yeah.
It was a roll-up off the ropes where two different referees, referee Ben came out after Sawyer got knocked out with a DDT off a super kick onto Phoenix. You'll have to see the video to find out, folks.
Yeah.
But both sets of shoulders were counted down for the 1-2-3, one by each referee. And we ended up with a no contest that management's going to have to figure out.
Yeah.
And all I could say is F blank, 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 ED finish number one.
Yeah.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, this was a chaotic match because first we thought it was a normal match. Then it announced as a DQ, no DQ. And the ending, though, like I said, two referees making the count. We don't know who the champion is. They're both fighting. One says Phoenix. One says Sam. Don't know. We've got to figure this out. This was it. In the end, this match was just chaotic. They have to throw it out. Hopefully they figure this out, get this all straightened out here sooner or later.
Yeah, and to me, like, I'm just getting tired of the dusty finishes going around here. So, but
yeah.
I'll digress at that, and we'll get to that in a point here. The next match for the MPW Tag Team titles. You had Wrestling Royalty, T.Y. Jackson and King B, taking on the Tattooed Terminators, Massive Damage and Wrath. The challengers were beating up the champions from pillar to post here. I thought for sure we were going to have a title change at one point, but King B, T.Y. Jackson picked it up. They were fighting. They got the chance. They got their break in the middle of the match. And then all of a sudden, thanks to the new manager, Maverick, at ringside, bringing in a chair.
Yeah.
That's where all the controversy started here.
Yes.
Basically, folks, Eddie Guerrero finish.
Yeah.
Massive Damage was playing the role of Eddie Guerrero. Only in character, not in size. And King B ended up with the guy being the guy with the chair in hand. Chair was smacked on the ground. Referee turned around. Massive Damage faked worse than a Mexican soccer player. Sorry, Brazilian soccer player. That's even worse.
Yeah.
And referee Kevin calls for the disqualification. Ring announcer got a little confused as to retaining the belts, who was champions, etc.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Yep.
It's what happens when I'm not the ring announcer anymore.
Yeah,
but I digress. But then after the match, the Terminators, when they realize they don't get the belts, they smash the belts over the head of the challengers, or the champions. Sorry, I just screwed that up. Smacked the belts on the champions, laid them out, and walked out with them.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this whole thing?
Just match it. Like I said, I thought we would have new tag team champions, but then in the end, you get the Eddie Guerrero finish. It's just was just insane how it ended, because I wanted to see a decent winner between these two teams. And now with the tag titles, one team saying, we know Wrestling Royalty, we think they're the champions. Tattoo Terminators, they think they're the champions. We don't. Who the heck knows what the hell
the
heck's going on?
You know it. Hey,
we gotta get this straightened out before next show, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, it is by legal rights. It is Wrestling Royalty that are the champions,
yeah,
but possession's 9/10 of the law. So who knows what's gonna happen here?
Yeah.
But then after intermission, which intermission came up next, we had for the provincial title, Kid Cyrus against beautiful Blake Cannon. I saw a lot more out of Blake than I thought I would in this match. He took it to Kid Cyrus, and everything that he unloaded everything he could at him, including the kitchen sink. It ended up being a very entertaining match, but in the end, Kid Cyrus goes for this, hits the springboard clothesline into Blake, and out of nowhere gets the 1-2-3 victory. Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, overall, this was a really great match by these two. Like I said, Blake, he showed me more than I've seen from him in the last 6-7 months. Been watching him, and, you know, he almost ended up winning the title, but in the end, no. Well, Kid Cyrus, he got the win to retain the title, but, you know, I'd like to see a rematch between these two down the road sometime. Maybe when Blake gets a little better, but he did.
A little more experience. I wouldn't say better.
Yes.
But yeah, for me, was a decent match. Once Blake gets a little bit more experience in that ring, I can confidently say that he has the potential to be a future provincial champion. But then we get to our main event.
Oh, my God.
This one was a little bit insane and a little bit of my pet peeve once again. The rematch from last September, this time with the MPW Heavyweight Championship on the line. Chris Parrish, Sean Martins.
Oh, my God.
This one here, 20 minutes, absolute excitement, great match. Once again, referee gets hit. Parrish hits, another one bites the dust on Martins. Doesn't get the 1-2-3. And here's a little twist. Referee's down and out. What the hell? Let's get a table, bring it in the ring.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Martin's getting his comeuppance. I'd love that.
Yeah.
But it ends up, H ends up crotching Parrish on the top rope, and Martin's ends up superplexing Parrish into the table for the 1-2. No. Didn't get the 1-2-3 out of that. The place came unglued.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was guaranteed that's how it was going to finish. But then we had a little bit more action in there, and Parrish looked like he was about to take the title, hit the frog splash. Then all of a sudden, H pulls the referee out of the ring again. Then the Terminators come out again.
Oh, my God.
And basically we have the locker room empty out. It eventually gets declared a no contest, but before I go on my rant, go ahead. I want your thoughts on the match, Brian.
Well, this was a really great match between these two up until the last couple of minutes, the ending there. And, you know, these two were having a fantastic match until the ref got knocked out. Then all hell broke loose. Get the table involved. You get the locker room clearing out. I mean, this whole match was great. And then all hell broke loose. I hope these two meet down the road again, because this feud is not settled by far with these two. They hate each other. We got to finish this somehow down the road, hopefully.
All right. I'm no longer affiliated with the company, so I can go on a rant on this. This here, to me, this is the number 3 F blank 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 ED finish of the night.
Yeah.
That's 43% of the matches tonight with those finishes. I'm starting to get a little sick and tired of them.
Me too.
It's happening over and over again. And it just seems like nothing ever gets resolved.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, that was a great formula for Stampede, but as far as I'm concerned right now, I found that while Parrish giving a great promo and saving the crowd at the end was okay.
Yeah.
I think it ended the card on a real downer, to be honest. Yeah. All these crazy finishes like that, they need... There's nothing wrong with having definitive finishes and having rematches after great matches. You could screw something up after the match, but let's have some finishes, okay?
Yes.
All right, folks, time for our highlight of the night. And you know what? We're going to have a first ever here on the podcast. Brian, can you believe we're actually going to have a first ever?
Wow. That's incredible.
You know, we try to highlight different matches, et cetera. This is the first time I think we're going to have our unanimous highlight of the night. And that's going to be...
Nasty Nate Nixon against Rugged Rich King.
Yeah. To me, that was a hell of a match. Hell of a story being told throughout it. The crowd interaction. And the finish.
Yes.
You have the bad guy getting his comeuppance in the end.
Yeah.
Or... But, yeah, to me, that was a great finish for that match.
Yes.
And from top to bottom, it was a great match there. So.
Oh, very, very great.
Surprise of the night. Well, surprise of the night, I'm gone. Crazy finishes.
Yeah.
The 43%. I'll just bring that up again. Or 43, I think it rounds to. But yeah, that. I think that's going to wrap it up here for our quick call show here tonight. And this might be the quickest one ever. We're just hitting the 20-minute mark here right now.
Wow.
So
we're actually pretty good.
The rest of my Brian Hamilton, I want to thank you for joining me here.
Oh, not a problem. I can't wait to do this again.
You'll be with us next Friday, right? But before that, we got another one coming in tonight from Andre C.,
yes.
Dylan, and the gang over at the RCW show tonight in Edmonton.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. And then, of course, the one we're talking about next Friday, Radway, Alberta, my hometown, 50 minutes north of Redwater.
Yes, yes.
Pride, MRB, that's going to be a hell of a show.
That is going to steal the show.
I do have a few special surprises that I've cooked up for that. Yes, I am the special guest host, which means, you know, when I'm doing something, I'm going to go a little more balls out when it comes to that.
Nice.
I got a few surprises for you, so.
Not wait.
And then, of course, on the Saturday, we got Lakeland Part 2 from Bonneville.
Yes.
Other than that, anything else we got to bring up, Brian?
No, not till...
We got Total Nonstop Anarchy coming this week. Sounds a struggle. Over the Top Rope, I do believe, is going to have an episode up. Big shout out to our newest partner, Wincalm Sports.
Yes.
Got a lot more help and a lot more information coming through them. So a lot of great things coming up in the future here. And don't forget, this will be a part of powerslam.tv as well as backbreakervod.pivotshare.com. You want all the details, check out all our social media. But... I want to thank the rest of my Brian Hamilton for joining me here. And this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from Monster Pro Wrestling, January 2019, from the Alberta Avenue Hall in Edmonton, Alberta, part of the Wincalm Sports Network on Backbreaker Media.
Yes.